Hello, everybody. Andy here again. At the moment, I'm reading another music book. I tend to read quite a lot of music books. Once I got cheap the other day, actually, in a local shop. And it's by a DJ called Stuart McConey. And the particular book is called Cider with Roadies, which I thought was quite a clever title. And he's talking about his introduction and how he sort of grew up and listening to music. And he's a similar age to me. And reading the book, I'm only partway through it, but reading the book really brings back memories of bands that I used to listen to, the way of life back in the sort of 60s and 70s as well. And as I said, he grew up in the north, whereas I grew up in the south. But the same bands that, overlapping some of the ones that I liked, he liked, and obviously, some that I don't like that he liked, etc., etc. But he was talking about yesterday, the part that I was reading yesterday, about the influence of punk music and that whole explosion that came along in sort of 1976, 1977, certainly. And he formed a band. He used to live in Wigan, and he formed a band up there, the sort of the first punk band in Wigan. And I remember that as well because I was playing drums myself in a local band, and we were already playing in 1976 when the punk thing came along, and certainly 1977 we were playing regular gigs around. Yes, we were leaning towards the older style music, obviously, because that was what was around, although we were trying to play something that was a little bit different, and I may relay that at another time. But a couple of things that he mentioned really brought it home to me and sort of sparked memories of experiences that I had, because he said he changed the way he was dressing when he got into punk music. And it was one of those things for people who weren't around. You were a bit of an outcast in some ways, especially if you lived in like a provincial town, whether it be in the south of England or in the north of England. There weren't many people around who were really, or certainly outwardly looking as though they were a punk rocker. I never used to wear safety pins or ripped bin liners or anything like that, but I used to wear the old Converse baseball boots, which are now back in fashion again, and drain pipe trousers and like waistcoats that I used to find, and white shirts and this sort of stuff. And I remember something that Stuart said in his book. I remember walking through the town one day. I think I was even going to work or something, and I wasn't thinking anything of it, and someone called me a punk as an insult. But as you can imagine, I certainly didn't take that as an insult. I took it as a bit of a badge of honour. I thought, oh, well, because my hair wasn't particularly short. It was gradually getting shorter as it went along. But as I said, playing in the band, and the band that I was in, three of the members out of the four were into the new music, or certainly saw it. I really got into it. And we started to change the way we did things. We used to write our own songs apart from doing cover versions as well. And I remember a particular song that we wrote, and it was called Enough's Enough. And it was quite a sort of a punky song, a sort of a punky pop song, I suppose. And I can still remember the chorus to it now. And I remember when we played that at a regular gig that we did in a pub, and we were fairly well known locally. And we played that song, and it changed people. People thought, wow, bloody hell, this is the first band in that particular town that ever played a punk song. What Stuart was saying, he was in the first ever punk band in Wigan. We weren't a punk band by any means, but we were the first people that I'm aware of to play anything like a punk song. And that is something that I've more or less forgotten about, but something I'm quite proud of. We did make a couple of other songs, but that's the one that I remember. And I do remember that occasion of playing that for the first time and the reaction that it got. People thought, whoa, that's a bit different, because people were still, as I said, still a bit strange about it, with the old Bill Grundy and the Sex Pistols and God Save the Queen and all the Silver Jubilee. For those who weren't around, it was a strange time, but it sure was an exciting time as well. And I'm sure I should relay some other thoughts and experiences about that at another time, but I just thought I'd relay those particular ones. Maybe the book will inspire some more audio boos, who knows. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.